Well, hello. Welcome to the first segment of the first episode of the Mission Possible podcast at Pantex. I'm your host, Site Manager Colby Erie, and I'm joined by co-host Kenny Stewart, Deputy Site Manager. Hey, Kenny, how are you?
Hey, I'm well this morning, Colby. How are you?
Good, good. Thanks. All right. The purpose of this podcast is simple. It's simply to help you understand what we're doing at the site, communicate, and hopefully we have some fun, and perhaps you'll learn something along the way. That's the whole purpose. But before we start, Kenny and I thought it'd be a nice idea to get to know us a little bit further. So we're going to start by stating two truths about ourselves and one false statement and see if the other one can guess which one it is. So we've worked together for a long time. We work very closely together, and let's see how we do. Kenny, you want to start?
I'll start. Okay, here are two truths and one false statement, and you can guess which one is the false statement, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I have, first statement, I have run 20 half marathons. My second statement is, I have sung on the opera stage at the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts in Washington, D.C. And my third statement is, I have played golf for 30 years and never had a hole in one. Which one is the truth and which one is the false?
That's tough, Kenny. I'm going to guess that you've never had a hole in one.
That is that's actually my false statement. I have had a hole in one.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, that's true. That was my false statement.
All right. Excellent. All right.
How about you? What are your two?
All right, one false statement and two truths. So we'll start with, I like to paint. And then we'll follow that with the second statement, and that is, I went to school at the University of Nebraska. And my third statement is, I like ketchup.
Well, I want to thank you for making it easy on me, because everyone knows that Colby is a Texas Tech University grad. So is that right?
Well, guess what,
wait a
audience?
Minute, you went there for your master's, didn't you?
I have an MBA from Nebraska.
That's right.
But I don't like ketchup. All right. Now that you've had a little bit of fun getting to know Kenny and I, we'll continue that as the sessions go forward. Let's now break into the Mission Possible, the meat of the segment, and talk about Pantex. So Kenny, why don't you start with describing Pantex at a top level?
Sure. Yes, our core mission here at the Pantex plant, which many of you know, is to assemble and disassemble the nuclear weapons stockpile. This is the only site in the United States where we assemble the nuclear deterrent for our military. And so the work we do on a daily basis from a safety, security, and quality perspective is incredibly important, because we provide the nuclear deterrent that forms the base for our freedom and security as Americans, and that for our allies and partners around the globe.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the Pantex mission, in its core, we provide that deterrent, the nuclear deterrent for our nation and the world. But also there are many other missions about Pantex that are very important. There are non-proliferation work and a variety of other things that we do to serve our nation. And I'll just say that regardless of what your role is, your position counts. And it's equal to the person to your left and right. Every position, every role that we have here is of utmost importance, and it takes all of us to fulfill the mission of the site. So, Kenny, from a Pantex perspective, what makes this place so special?
Yeah, Colby, for me, it's the people. When I talk to employees, they talk about their work groups, they talk about the people that they work with. The mission is incredibly important, but it's the people that make the difference here at Pantex. When I talk to an employee who has spent their career here and is ready to retire, they say one thing: I will miss the people. So I think the people is one of the main keys that makes Pantex so special.
Yeah, I have to agree. Kenny and I are both from the Texas Panhandle, and there's just something special about this area and the site itself and the work that we provide that just resonates all together. So, yeah, can't disagree with you there. It's the people that make this place special.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, we're going to go to a commercial break, but before we do that, I'd like to provide a reminder about our mission. Welcome back to segment two of the first episode of the Mission Possible podcast. And Kenny, I don't know about you, but we should keep our day jobs. I'm not sure if we're going to be YouTube bloggers anytime soon.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to influence a huge population, but
yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah. All right. Well, stay tuned and subscribe from here on. All right. What I'd like to talk about next is the term aggregate IQ. And many of you have heard this if you've attended an all-hands session or other forums we've been participating in. And what's that all about? Kenny, can you describe the aggregate IQ to us?
Sure, Colby. When we take a look at our population, approximately 47% of our employees were not on staff as little as 5 years ago. So anyone from 0 to 5 years comprises 47% of our staff. And when we go back just 5 more years, 10 years, 0 to 10 years comprises 67% of our staff. And so we have a lot of people who are new to the nuclear security enterprise and new to the Pantex mission. And one thing that Colby and I believe is incredibly important is to ensure that we assimilate them not only into the culture, but to raise their knowledge. Because when one of us learns more about the nuclear security enterprise and this nuclear deterrence, all of us learn more. So raising the site aggregate IQ is incredibly important. And Colby and I have looked at several ways in doing that. One of those is through our all-hands meetings. We've made a large investment to try to communicate key ideas that help people learn more about the site, to learn what's going on a daily basis and prepare them for what's coming in the future. We've also used our organizational expos as a way for people to learn more about the different organizations and the work that they do here at the Pantex plant. And then Colby and I, one of our favorite things is to get out at least once a month on a Friday and take some of our employees around and let them see production activities or maybe infrastructure. Help explain, how does the water get to the tap when I wash my hands? What is all of the process involved in that? And so those are ideas, including some things that we do from time to time. We like to have fun with our staff, and we'll play a trivia game as part of our senior staff. So we've had a lot of fun in doing that. It's not just about learning. That is absolutely important, but having a fun time learning it. And I think that's really helped us raise the aggregate site IQ here at Pantex.
Yeah, I agree, Kenny. It's been a lot of fun. And I'll tell you, not a day goes by where I don't learn something. And even as part of the sessions that we've had, that's a way for iron to sharpen iron and just teach one another and make us smarter about the site. And as Kenny indicated, as each individual's intelligence and knowledge level grows, the aggregate IQ of the site grows, and we become better. It raises our performance overall. So. Let's talk about change next, Kenny. So change is in the air, and change has been in the air at Pantex for quite some time. Starting back in July of 2014, just as a reference point, we started to consolidate the management and operation of Y-12 and Pantex. And there was a tremendous amount of change for Pantex during that time. I'm sure you remember it well. I remember it well. There were a lot of times for me personally where I had uncertainty, and I wasn't really sure what the next step was going to look like. And some of you may be feeling that now. And I can tell you, I'll first say, rest assured, things will be okay, and this change will move forward, and everyone will be fine. And so as part of this change, I'm going to ask you to stay focused on the mission, ensure that we're doing the right things at the right time, every time, and ensuring that we're keeping safety, security, and quality in mind. Any thoughts there, Kenny?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Colby. The work that we do, as I mentioned earlier, it provides the bedrock, provides the basis on which our defense as Americans and that of our allies and partners around the globe is built. And so the work we do on a daily basis from a safety, security, and quality perspective absolutely is important in everything that we do. So I agree with you 100%,
yeah.
Colby.
Yeah, great. All right. Well, I think that wraps up this episode of the Mission Possible podcast. Stay tuned for future episodes. And if you have any questions that we can help you answer in future sessions, Kenny, do you know how we can get them in touch with us?
Yes. If you have some ideas about topics that we can tackle in some of these podcasts, just send your ideas to this email address, and we'll be happy to get back with you as soon as we can on those ideas. So thank you for sharing with us.
All right. Thanks for joining us today. Take care.